In my 56 yeah. Chevy.
Ooh, yeah.
I've never heard the beginning of that song before.
Yeah.
Ever.
That whole song. Besides the chorus, she goes like real soft with it. Like whispery. Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta tell you something. Woo! All right. All right.
She's real pissed about them fucking Cowboys. Where they at?
Hey, do they know where have all the Cowboys gone? They're here 1 minute, gone the next. Yeah. Hello and welcome, everyone, to another fantabulous, I'll give you something to grabulous episode of How Sadness the Podcast. My name is Jacob Allen Kuban, and with me, as always, is the one, the only, the underwear taker, Mr.
It's me, Casey. You can't spell art without Paul Blart Stoddard.
Ooh, all right. I like that.
Sure. Why not?
I mean, you can.
I mean, but can you really?
No. Okay. No, you can't.
I mean, do you want to?
Though? No, no, no.
That's what I meant.
No.
Do you want to?
You can't spell Paul Blart without art.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And that those pratfalls are masterpieces.
Yeah.
I will say one of the funniest scenes in that movie. The funniest, I would say, is he's like doing karaoke.
A lot of them.
He gets drunk.
Oh,
and he just
really?
Goes, "I believe in miracles," and then he just smashes through this pane glass window.
Yeah,
and Pratfall is pretty good. It's pretty funny, you know. Yeah, I will say that. I will. I'll say it.
Chris Pratfalls.
Chris Pratfalls. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
God damn!
Oh no! Oh, we forgot to turn the.
Oh my god! Yeah. I'm a fucking idiot.
Kiss my ass!
Trying to figure this out. You guys, we're back. Yeah,
yes,
after our birthday extravaganza.
Yeah.
Thank you again to everybody who called in. You know, it was a fun episode. We got a lot of fun stuff out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Good first birthday, I'd say, overall.
Oh, yeah.
I think
really knocked it out of the park.
You know, as far as 1-year-old birthdays go, we only got to blow out one cake, but we both got to blow a lot of dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a birthday party. I had a bachelor birthday party for us at a strip club. I came home calling it house gladness after that. I don't know where I'm going.
I don't know. I was gonna let you go for a little bit. I feel like my mic's a little low.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm just
a little nudge. There we go.
I'm just talking about blowing guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. As
there
usual.
We go.
That's good.
Okay. Yeah. Well, cool. I gotta chime in about blowing guys too. Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty good.
Yeah. You're like Paula Cole whispering about blowing guys down there.
In my 50s. Yeah. I'll give you a 69. I don't know. Yeah,
I hope so.
50 dicks in my Chevy.
You know what I'm
saying? There we go.
Take the Chevy to the levee.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Maybe later someday, Vader. Yeah. Oh, that's Weird Al. My bad.
Yeah. Oh shit. So that's it. The birthday thing was nice.
Yeah, we didn't really plan on what we were going to talk about up front, did we?
No. I got a couple things though. Is like since we recorded last. I'll talk about it at the end. Some stuff from the birthday episode. Woody,
yeah, let's
Woody
get into
called
it.
In. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Woody called in. Thank you, Woody.
Uh-huh.
And one of his messages, we couldn't figure out what he was saying.
Yeah.
And we thought he said, "I don't think it would matter if you guys unfriended me."
Mm-hmm.
Is what it sounded like.
Yeah.
We weren't entirely sure. Well, a Woody's retraction.
Yep. Here we go. Hot off the presses.
Hot off the press. He texted me when he listened to it, and he said, "Where is it? Let me find it." God damn it.
We got it.
Yeah, thank you. We need
my ass.
So I had to pull it out of my ass.
Yeah.
Did
you get it?
Shit.
Uh-oh.
Oh, here it is.
You fat bitch!
I found it. Okay. I got it. I got it now. Okay, so the line actually was, "Honestly, I don't really think it would matter if you owned a boat."
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Talking about me.
Yeah.
And people,
nice callback.
Still wouldn't fuck me, even if I did own a boat, which...
Well, I mean, joke's on him.
Just rude.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do own boats.
I know.
He bought them for us.
Yeah.
Jizz boats.
Yeah. That is true.
A lot of semen on those boats.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Tugboats.
Oh, yeah. Hey, jizz boat jokes, you guys.
Jizz boat jokes.
Coming at you. Strong. Yeah. The strong oceaned jizz. All right. So there's Woody's retraction, which is funnier than Unfriended, because that was just sadder.
Yeah.
I think.
Made us... Well, it, like the way he said it too, I was like, it sounded like he just lost confidence.
Yeah, yeah.
In it and just pulled away from the phone. I was like, what the fuck am I doing?
I don't think it would even matter.
He was just like, you guys fucking hate me, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, we like you, Woody.
Yeah. Instead, it was just really mean. It was no, you know, I heard you fine. It was just really mean. So we were talking about that Hot Rod quote the other day. It's fucking good. Oh, okay, yeah. I got a thing I could talk about.
All right, let's hear it.
So I had a buddy in town. And you know what? I mean, we're kind of like new old friends where we knew each other in high school.
Yep.
And we didn't hang out that much, but we never, you know, we got along. Mm-hmm. We didn't have anything against each other. Yeah. I think I went to his place like one time to hang out. We had a couple of mutual friends. And about a year and a half ago, I bumped into him in an airport. He was leaving. We were both leaving Grand Rapids. I had just done, it was the last time I was at Grins, that Thanksgiving shows. And, I was a little rough around the edges, a little, worn from the weekend and things and such and, debaucheries. And so I was just not feeling it.
Some Jack Reachers.
Yeah. A couple of Jack Reachers, you know?
Yeah.
And he came up to me, we started talking, and I don't think I had seen him in probably like 8 years.
Oh, damn.
You know, we like since high school. It was just high school and then, so more than that. But yeah, we got to talking, and he quit his job. He saved up some money. He was going to New Zealand to just see how it went.
Yeah.
And he did it. He was there for a year and a half.
Damn.
I told him if he's ever coming through LA to hit me up on his way back to America. Mm-hmm. And he did. So he came and hung out for like 6 days. And it was fun. It was fun getting to know him. It's weird though when you have that kind of thing where it's almost like I'm trying to think like new roommates. Like you know you get along with somebody
or something.
But you don't know them well enough. Mm-hmm. So you can reminisce like a bit about some stuff, but you don't really have that many memories together. It's just like memories of places of Grand Haven and high school and shit.
Growing up and shit.
He told me a bunch of stories and stuff from New Zealand, and it is wild.
Yeah, I'd like to visit there.
He said New Zealand's awesome. Yeah, it's super cool. It's super like safe and just nice. Everybody's super chill. And and then he was like Australia, complete opposite.
Yeah,
like crazy, scary, dangerous, like shit like that.
Fucking kangaroos will fuck you up.
Yeah, Australia has like the most venomous creatures.
Probably
out of any place, right?
I've seen those fucking spiders, man.
Jesus Christ. You don't want to be up Wolf Creek without a paddle, I'll tell you that.
That's right, yeah.
That's for sure.
That guy, too, he's still around killing people.
Yeah, fucking got a show about it now.
Yeah.
So in Sean and I's hanging out, I think it was the first night he was here, we went to Cat and Fiddle. I showed him that.
Oh, yeah.
That was
I
fun.
I like that place.
Their happy hour is dope. And he was pumped. He got a Guinness. It was $5.
Oh.
And he was like, damn, this happy hour is great. I got a
Bud Light.
No, it was
I took
advantage of the happy hour. I got a Moscow Mule.
Oh.
$5.
I don't think I've ever had one of those still.
They're pretty good.
Yeah.
You like ginger beer?
No.
Okay. You wouldn't like it then.
I think I like not on its own, but like, I mean.
You might like it.
Yeah. I've had like, I've been at bars like a. I'd ask for like a whiskey and ginger ale and they'd give me that.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like,
that's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, that definitely throws it off a little
more. Excuse me, sir. There's no alcohol in ginger beer, right?
No, I think it's just real sugary.
Yeah.
I think. Okay. I don't know. I might be wrong. I'm pretty sure there's not.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was good. That's, that you get those copper mugs and
I like those.
The whole
thing
is supposed to be like, there's supposed to be like some the acidity with the fucking alkaline batteries or. Whatever happens between the acidity of what's in the drink and the copper makes a thing where it like tingles and shit.
Oh, there's so it's a magic trick.
There's like a whole magic trick to it. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
You can charge your phone.
Yeah, I took a rabbit out of the hat, and that's the joke. You get it? That's it. I put a little bit of lemon and lime in this drink. I put it in copper. It shocks you a little. It's great, huh?
Is it? What is it? Is it vodka?
Man, I don't know. Now I'm.
Is it rum?
I'm just talking out of my ass without knowing anything about it.
Because
What's the other?
Is vodka?
It is vodka, yeah.
I was thinking of a white Russian.
Oh, that's like Kahlua vodka. And right? vodka.
And milk.
And yeah, like heavy cream.
Yeah. The dude. Yeah.
Or Bailey's. I would use Bailey's.
Ugh, yeah.
I like that. It's too much.
Yeah.
Let me see. Vodka, spicy ginger beer, and lime juice.
Okay. Yeah. I'd give that a shot for $5. Yeah, dude.
Yeah. What's I want to know a magic trick. Copper mug. What would you even say to search that? Copper mug.
Just Moscow Mule magic trick. I don't know.
Copper mug magic.
Yeah.
No, it was good though. So we went there, but then we went. Sorry, I'm fucking taking this story way too long.
That's okay.
We went to the dark room.
Yeah.
Which is one of our favorite places out here. We go play darts, and it's just super chill. I like that place a lot. Their food's good, but they got
ALT. Avocado, lettuce, tomato. Bring that aioli sauce. Bring that shit back,
dude,
please.
They had a fucking... So good. They had deviled eggs there, too. Like, I'd never seen
them. They got rid of those?
Yeah, they're gone.
Are you serious?
I will say their mozzarella sticks are fucking on point.
Yeah, those they're a little really pricey, good. Though.
Yeah, for four. But they're fat boys. They're big fat boys, and it's not made with mozzarella. Can't remember
like Gouda
what it is.
And shit, right?
Yeah, one's Gouda, and then the other one is...
Oh, they're all different?
There's just two different cheeses. So you get two of each cheese.
That's legit.
But it's fucking real good.
Yeah.
They
got a picture of Run the Jewels on the wall. It's a pretty neat bar.
Yeah, it's cool. Whatever. Fuck this copper mug thing.
I'm fill you up.
Thank you. Yeah. I gotta get back on track. So we're at the dark room. We're hanging out. We're catching up, and it's a great time. We're having a good time. Drinking some PBRs. I just brought my sister there the night before, and
oh yeah,
because she was passing through town, and then I had brought her through that Thursday before. And so I'd been there a lot. Like I'm there in general, but I don't really go out and drink that much during the week, just in general.
Yeah.
Unless we're out like at a show or something. But so the guys, everyone has seen me there. I wear the moist headband every time I go.
Mm-hmm.
I was wearing this Buds for You sweatshirt when I went in there once.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the bartenders, Brian, was like, dude, you fucking crack me up. You come in here every time you come in here, you're always rocking some Bud gear. You always order PBR.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's cheaper.
It is.
It's cheaper. You get more for your buck.
Yeah. 16 ounces.
He's like, it's great. And so I was like, what's your name? He's Brian. So I know him.
The tall looking guy.
Yep.
Guy who doesn't eat cheese anymore.
Yes. That's him.
That guy.
That's the
dude.
He's
a nice dude.
Yeah. He's awesome. And so I've been in there a lot. Yeah. Oh, shit. When we were in there for that, the fucking drummer from Black Keys was there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
And
your boyfriend. Oh, that was another time.
That was Jason Siegel?
Yeah, Jason Siegel popped in one time. He's like, hey, Jacob, call me back, please.
And I was like, come on, man. You're getting a little desperate.
I did it! It was an accident!
I did. I called him. I got drunk. I called him back, and it was an accident because right after that,
I dropped the screw in the tuna.
I fucked him in his pussy butt.
And that's how I met his mother.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're hanging out there. Sean and I, this is way too long of a story, but
it's okay.
Sean and I end up going outside at one point because I'm like, it's cool to sit out on the patio sometimes when it's nice out. You see people walking by.
Except people, I'm surprised they let
the smoking.
I'm surprised they let that.
It's like crazy out there if people are smoking.
Yeah, dude, but it's terrible. They do that at fucking Bar Lubitsch too, but I was smoking a joint there. So who cares? Yeah. But cigarettes, I'm surprised they can let you
It could be
that.
Like you can walk through like a cloud on your way in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I don't know if there's like a law out here where it's like
you have to be 15 feet,
50 or 15.
I think it's 15.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe it's different out here, but
I don't know.
It's still just weird that they allow that.
Yeah.
But anyways,
No, you're good. So we're out there, and as soon as we walk out there, there's this fucking little dog comes tearing around the couch.
There's always dogs.
And
there's
just this little shit, and so he's hanging out. This is awesome. Really great time. Having a good time.
Yeah.
And then I go to pay. I go to close out my tab, and this woman was working that I hadn't seen before, and I was like, I closed my tab, last name Kuban with a K, and Kuban and I'm gay, and Kuban with a K, you know, K like gay, sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself, and so she gets my check, my tab, she hands it to me, and she goes, here you go, Mr. Kuban, here's your, I don't think she said that, I'm an idiot. She handed me the... I'm doing great right now with stories.
It's all right.
She hands me the check, and she goes, here's your bill with the moist discount. And I was like just already in autopilot mode to just pay.
Yeah.
Because I like to do that fast and just get it out of the way because I don't like... I like interaction with people, but not when it's like that. Yeah. Like I'm paying you.
Yeah, it seems like a last ditch effort for them to get a bigger tip.
Yeah. And so I'm just kind of like, okay, cool. And then I write it out. And so I barely heard what she said. I just assumed she said something that I didn't need to know. Yeah. And, but it was like, you know, when you like hear something and it goes in the back of your head, so you didn't fully hear it, but it's actually like there.
Yeah.
So then I reheard it when I looked down at the check because there was a fucking little receipt on top that said moist in big letters. And then it said 25% off workers discount or something like that. And I was so fucking psyched.
Yeah, man.
I was so psyched. And okay, I look up and I'm like, oh, and I was so fucking like blown away. And all like there's like three bartenders back there just smiling their asses off at me. And I was like, holy shit, I fucking did it. Like,
yeah, I've made it.
Yeah, this bar might be
Holly weird.
Yeah, this bar might be my new, you know, go to.
Yeah, it's a fun
home away from home.
Yeah. I mean, with adults only fucking up their shit now.
Yeah.
It's trying to turn into a goddamn
fucking terrible
club
over there now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was fucking psyched. It was so cool. I was just like little shit like that gets me so excited. And I was too happy. I didn't grab the receipt.
Yeah,
I wish I would just have it say moist on it and
put
the,
that
you know,
up
the
on
first
the wall
time. Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, fucking cool. I think if they do it again, I'm gonna make a little like moist gift basket.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I'm gonna
yeah
give it to them and do some shit that everybody could take, you know, like everybody grab some shit out of that. I think that would be neat.
Yeah, that's nice.
But
it's
yeah
like a muffin basket.
Yeah, a little Easter basket or some shit. Yeah, but yeah, it that was cool.
Yeah,
I don't know, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, man.
But
that's pretty dope.
Yeah, yeah. So that was a neat thing that happened. Mm-hmm. It's about a I think there's a couple other things that happened, but I can save them.
Yeah,
we're already a little
yeah.
Little
might
far
as well get
for,
going.
Yeah. You guys, I think it's time for you
kiss my ass.
I think we need to start the way that we always do.
Fucking Tiny Tim.
With a little bit.
Oh yeah.
You will never stick your penis inside this human. WFMs, WFMs, they wouldn't fuck you, but you wanna fuck them. WFMs, WFMs, they wouldn't fuck you, but you wanna fuck them. Got no money, got no muscles, plus you're too ugly, oh, the wouldn't fuck me.
All right, I'm gonna have him re-record it and cut it down a little bit.
Yeah.
Because it's 30 seconds long. It's too long.
That's
too long.
That's not the end, right?
No, I just turned it off.
Oh, okay.
Because it's too long.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Mind you, it's great.
Yeah.
But for an intro, it's too long. I'm not going to make you guys hear the whole thing. Yeah. It would be a treat for you to hear the whole thing, but you've already heard it.
Yeah. Well, I've got muscles, Greg. Would you fuck me?
Yeah.
I'm going to say that every time.
I hope so. Yes, please. I'm just going to go, no, I heard you. It was just really mean. You're a terrible stuntman. What? You're a terrible... No. I heard you. All right. Well,
here's Adam Deggy.
A new batch.
Bringing it, yeah.
A new batch.
Yeah.
Cooked up a brand new batch of...
Wouldn't
fuck me. So you want to start us off there, Mr. Spare?
Yeah, I'll do the honors, sir. How do we get back to these?
Oh, shit. Here. Tell me to do it. No,
that's fine. I just like pushing buttons, you know? First lady, Aretha Franklin.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, getting a little old school with it, yeah. Aretha Franklin wouldn't fuck me, not even if I gave her the old R-E-S-P-E-C-D. Yeah.
Respect. And then she respegged you. Peg.
Ooh,
you know?
There we go, yeah.
R-E-S-P-E-G-G-E-D.
What's the G's? Oh, the peg. Okay.
Peg. Yeah, sorry.
I was like, what? Not even if she left my urethra stankin'.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's gross.
You got to pee after you come.
That's true. Yeah.
Isn't that what they say? To not get a yeast infection? Or a UTI?
UTI, yeah.
You
got to,
yeah.
Yeah.
Urethra. Urethra stankin'.
Yeah. From that. Pussy.
I hear you there, man.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Oh, what's it's it? From her pussy.
I don't know.
Not
or butt.
Your,
or,
not from your...
or my own butt.
Disease semen. Dizemen?
Dizemen, yeah.
All right. That's awful. Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
He needs some milk.
Thank you. I do. I could use a tall, hot glass of milk right now. All right. Here's mine. It's I've been watching Jessica Jones lately while I've been working out.
Oh, yeah?
I like it. I like that show a lot. But Jessica Jones, she wouldn't fuck me.
Mm-hmm.
Not even if I jizzed bourbon.
Ooh.
Because she drinks a lot. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it.
She drinks whiskey a lot. Yeah. Four Roses is in it.
Oh. Yeah, is that... That's Kristen Ritter? Is that
Kristen. Kristen Ritter?
Kristen Ritter?
Yeah, yeah. I think so. Jessica Jones, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I was a super. And this is a joke inside of a joke. Uh-huh. Two jokes in one. Because in the first season, she fucked another super named Luke Cage.
Yeah.
And now in this season, she fucks her super of the building.
Oh, superintendent.
Superintendent. Chalmers. Oh. Yeah, Superintendent Chalmers.
There you go.
Yeah. That's what it's called, like the super, right?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I'll give it. I'll allow it. I'll allow it.
Super, barely dinner.
What's it to you, Gaylord?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. All right.
We can move on to the next.
Put it in her Christian shitter. All right. That's gross.
Oh, no. Oh, you know what?
Uh-oh. Let's hear it.
My mom's maiden name is Ritter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is Johnny your daddy?
Johnny Ritter? Who's that?
John Ritter.
Oh, John Ritter.
The guy who's dead?
Apparently. At some point, I guess my aunt said that we were related to them somehow, and I was like, I don't believe that.
Yeah.
I don't think that's true just because we have the same last name.
Yeah, I'm related to Reuben Studdard.
Are you?
Yeah.
Reuben, it used to be Reuben Stoddard.
Yeah.
But when he went through Ellis Island, they changed it to Studdard.
Yep.
Is that his last name, Studdard?
Yeah, it's just spelled the same way as mine, but with a U instead of an O.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, we look a lot alike.
Wow, you know what?
Watch your profanity.
All right. This last one is Kristen Connolly. She's the redhead in Cabin in the Woods.
Okay. I know some of these girls.
Yeah. She's also in Meet Dave with Eddie Murphy, that classic.
Mm.
Yeah.
Never saw it.
Yeah. Well, you're missing out, buddy. Let me tell you.
I never wanted to meet Dave.
Yeah.
I met Bill.
Yeah?
I saw the movie Meet Bill.
What the fuck is that?
It's got a guy in it. I can't remember his name right now. He played Two-Face in the Dark Knight.
I used to know that guy's name.
Aaron Eckhart.
Yeah. I had a professor at Grand Valley who went to acting school with him.
Really?
He was like, he's a weird guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meet Bill is cool. It's a weird little indie.
Yeah.
It's
is that right. The one like with the people in his head or whatever?
No.
No?
Uh-uh.
That might be Meet Dave. Anyways.
It might be.
That might be Pluto Nash. Hey, who knows?
Well, that's because you have big jugs.
Pluto Gash. Kristen Connolly wouldn't fuck me. Not even if she met Dave.
Ooh.
The name of my dick.
Oh. Yeah. I should have known that.
Yep. That was a good effort right there.
He named it after Dave Coulier.
Yeah.
Cut it out. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. No, it's because all the girls always say to you, get it out. Or, right?
Nut it out.
There it is.
Yeah.
That was it. Why didn't you say butt? Why didn't you say butt? No. That's a good one. I'm an idiot.
I mean, your boobs are huge. I mean, I want to squeeze them.
Two. Oh, I spit on the board, I think.
Oh, wow. One of us did. Disrespectful. This is why we can't have nice things. That's why I put it in that waterproof case.
Yeah.
Waterproof Casey.
Good thing your voice cracked.
Yeah.
Welcome to the OC, bitch.
It's happened a couple times.
I know. My voice is cracking like crazy.
Oh, dude. My voice
cracking
cracked
up over here.
Super hard at work last week, and it was bad. Like,
was it?
It was like, I was like, hey, I was like, because the girl who scheduled his work wasn't there. I was like, hey, is Glenn here? And I was like,
why is it, you know, why is it so embarrassing?
Yeah.
Like, it shouldn't be embarrassing anymore, but every time it happens, I get
we both have pretty deep voices. So yeah, it's just like, yeah.
And it comes out of nowhere.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah, of course it happens because I'm at work and I don't talk to anybody because I sit in a fucking corner. And the chance I do have to talk with somebody, I just fucking blow it.
You say like three to five words a week at that job.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
One time.
Got to do vocal exercises before I have a conversation.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
Like, hey, can you take care of this for me? You got it. Tell me about it, stud.
Is he going through puberty again?
Yeah. Fuck. I hope so. I'll go through another puberty.
Man.
More hair. More dick. Please. Please.
Hope my balls drop even lower.
Is that you just never stop going through puberty? That's why when you're older, your balls are so low.
Man, it's getting hot again.
Yeah,
so we're starting to sweat. That I'm gonna lose my shirt. It's gonna be shirt loss, shirtless season.
You guys have forgotten. We forgot what it was like to. I have sweat. I have jizz running down my back.
Yeah, me too, man.
Right now, but we forgot what it was like. You guys are going to be reminded just by the fact that we talk about it so much. I feel so bad every episode where I'm like, it's fucking hot.
Yeah, but it's true.
Okay, all right. We got to get through Wouldn't Fuck Me. I'm taking too long.
Oh, yeah.
All right, this last Wouldn't Fuck Me here is Neve Campbell.
Oh, I like her.
Nev Campbell, she wouldn't fuck me.
Ooh.
Not even if I scream, you scream, we all scream for my jizz.
Ooh. Nice.
I was going to try to make something rhyme with scream or like do
cream,
boy cream.
Oh, boy cream.
But jizz was funnier to me.
I got one.
Do it.
Not even if I gave her my party of 5 inches.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a party of five right there. It's like a party in my mouth. It's like a party of 5 inches in my mouth, and it's throwing up.
Yes.
Your dick is throwing up.
I like it.
Baby batter. Pitter baby patter. Batter,
baby the dancing batter. Baby from Allie McNeil.
All right.
Yeah, well, let's kill ourselves.
That was Wouldn't Fuck Me's, you guys. That was the...
Oh, nice.
That was the one. What?
I'm excited about the commercial.
Oh, yeah.
Completely forgot about those.
All right, you guys. Well,
oh, the joke of the homo.
Let's move on here to the joke of the homosexual. And
I don't know why I said
that. Joke of the gay, you guys.
Yeah.
I forgot to pick one out, so I'm going to do one that I wrote, and I think it's awful. You know what? I'm going to run it by you, because I think it's been done before.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it has.
Let's hear it.
Oh,
mine are terrible as well, but they're short.
This has definitely been done.
Surfport.
Sorry. No, you're right. I don't know why it reminded me of... I've been watching The Simpsons a lot in the background while I work, and there's that one where they go to Itchy and Scratchy Land, and there's no Bart license plates, the little personalized license
Bort.
Plate.
He's
Bort, and he's like, "Who's named Bort?" And then the kid like, "Come along, stop taking forever, Bort." And he's like, "Are you talking to me?" And she's like, "No, my son's name is also Bort." And Surfport. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking idiot. That's but something about like a joke where I say, I recently got into a bit of trouble and I'm gonna have to go to jail for a couple months. So I went to the tattoo parlor and I got a tattoo of 3 tighter looking buttholes tattooed on my ass so that it takes them a little while to find the real one. And you want to go for the tightest hole, you know? I think that's been done.
I haven't heard it.
Something about, I don't know.
Something about tight buttholes in prison.
Yeah. Or getting like a pussy tattooed on my butt cheek. So.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
That seems like it's been done.
Yeah.
I don't know. And it's not that great. Just, that's not going to be my joke. I'll pick a different one, but I just wanted to say that one. That is one of the genius jokes that I wrote.
Yeah.
10:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Well, I mean, mine are way better. So you better fucking sit down, son, because the power of the standing ovation that this joke is going to get is going
to I'm excited
knock you on your third butthole. Your butthole tattoos. I don't know. Why am I talking? These are all fucking trash. But they're actually something I wrote this week, but they all suck. I'll just do this one. I'm sad, but I think I'm making progress because I usually say I want to die. But lately I've been saying I want to die tomorrow.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, I whatever.
I think that's pretty good. I think there's something there with that. You could play with that.
Yeah. Play with my ass while you kiss it. I don't know.
I'm trying to think of some more stuff that you could do with that.
Yeah.
Or like different ways of saying it that could be. Mm-hmm. I like that though.
Yeah.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah, who knows?
I had a joke. I don't know if I said it on here, but I had a joke about how I've gotten to the point in my life now where I don't care about living at all anymore. And so I don't make bets with people anymore. I make suicide pacts.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I think I
ran it by you once. Yeah. I don't know if
I like that
said
one.
It on here, but
yeah,
it's like, hey man, suicide pact. I don't know. I got to play with it.
Yeah.
But,
what are the odds? I mean, 2 slit wrists.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that.
All right. Let me see what this stupid fucking shit I wrote is. Where the fuck is it? God damn it. How did I just lose this? Oh, this isn't a joke, but I want to work this into something where I'm talking about my butthole, you know, and I just want to talk about it. Like I'm telling a joke about my butthole and then I'm just like, you know, I just don't really like the guy. I don't like him. You know, we've never seen eye to brown eye.
That's, oh man, I had a thought in the shower and it was really stupid. So I didn't write it down, but it was, I don't know why, like, I was just in the shower and I was like, I feel like if we had to assign a gender to buttholes, it'd be a male. Like butthole's a male.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
I like it. Thing,
I don't know. I was leaving for work one morning. I was like talking in my head or something. I was like, it just sounds funny to me to talk about my butthole and be like, I just never really liked the guy.
Yeah.
Like the guy is just very funny to me. So I'm going to try to find a way to work that into something.
I like that.
It's not like I'm not going to be talking about my butthole at some point.
Yeah, that's true.
But I think that's all I'm going to say for my joke of the gay is those two awful, awful fucking things.
I got a pretty dark one. that we can. It's pretty bad, but
I'm excited about it.
Do you? This is, I don't even want to say it. It's more of a tweet. I'll never do it because it's pretty terrible. But it's do you think when John Candy died in front of his family and they were wheeling him away, one of the coroners was like, "Hey, it's like taking candy from a baby."
Oh,
I know. It's not very
nice.
Oh my
god!
Yeah.
Oh my god!
I know.
Oh my god!
I just had that thought the other day.
There you go. Yeah.
What time did I have that thought? I think I had that thought at work because I hate my life.
That's spoken like a true asshole.
8:41 in the morning.
That's always a lot of fun when you're like,
oh, that's when I was driving to work.
Because sometimes it's like, oh, that was at fucking 2 a.m. and you're like, that's why it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
then,
yeah.
Oh yeah, 8:40 in the morning.
Just, you know, really getting the rage out.
Just
you know?
Getting it started. Getting the day started real quick.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I definitely thought of it while I was driving, and then it stuck with me enough to write it down when I got to work.
Oh my god.
I'm a terrible person.
That's all that stays in your head though. Like I've had so many ideas where I'm like, oh dude, that'll be sweet. I got to write that down and then never remember it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you just remember that you thought it was funny.
I've been doing that so much lately I hate it so much. Yeah. I'll just like it'll just come to me so quick and I'm like, yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah.
But it'll like make me laugh and I was like, that's so dumb. And then I won't
won't write it down.
Yeah. Then like a minute later, I was like, why didn't I fucking write that down?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Whatever. So many lost jokes.
Write everything down, you guys.
Yeah.
Everything. Yeah. Start a journal.
Yeah.
Do it, record everything.
Write your suicide notes for us.
Yes, please. Please write my suicide note.
Yeah.
I'd kill myself, but I'm just too lazy to write. My grammar's too bad to write a suicide note.
Yeah.
That's why I haven't done it yet.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, you guys.
I apologize to John Candy and his family.
Yes, please.
I'm sorry.
What is that? What's that Candy song?
I'm missing you like John Candy.
What, isn't there another one?
I like sex with John Candy.
Oh, there
we
go. Yeah.
Like, that's all right. I smell sex in John Candy's
ass.
Yeah.
Candy ass.
Candy, yeah.
Speaking of sex, you guys, and candy asses.
John Candyland?
John Candyland. We're going to take a quick 30-second break with some real, wild stuff.
See the world's hottest all-real, all-naked girls going wild. Girls Gone Wild is delighted to offer you exclusive free VIP access for a limited time only to uncensored videos on your mobile and online. Just SMS REAL to 194488 for instant uncensored video access now. These are the hottest and wildest girls anywhere on the planet, and they just added more right now. This limited free trial offer will not last long. Just SMS REAL to 194488 now. That's REAL to 194488. See more at www.girlsgonewild.com.
Ooh, why'd they have to bring like an Australian guy to do that?
That was very unexpected.
All real, all naked.
I remember they had like they were advertising that they were going to be on the campus of MSU.
Fuck.
And we were like hearing it on the radio. Uh-huh. Yeah. I was driving around with my grandpa. And he was like, what the fuck is Girls Gone Wild? And my uncle's like, I forgot.
Like a safari park?
He said something where he was like. Oh my uncle! Oh my grandpa's like, we better change the channel. We don't want the kids to hear that.
Uh-huh.
My uncle's like, they're not going to show their titties through the speaker, something like that. I thought that was really funny.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
that'd be a neat power to have.
Oh yeah,
show your titties through the speaker.
Yeah, that's
put your titties on the glass on the speaker. Put your titties on the speaker.
Yeah, I'd listen to more radio if they did.
I'd be down with that.
Yeah. Did you ever see they did a couple Girls Gone Wild with Doug Stanhope?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's like in it?
Yeah, he's like going around. Like, I remember he like went up to a girl. He's like, show me where babies come from. And she just like pulls her pants down. Like, he's just shit faced and saying like weird
the
things.
The weirdest shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. All right. I'm going to check that out.
I know.
I mean, I don't, there's not a single part of me that is interested in watching any of those.
Oh, I dated a girl who one of her friend's sisters was in. One of the Girls Gone Wild.
Mm.
Yeah. Was on tape. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, I fucking, I bought a camera. I took a loan out and bought a camera freshman year.
Ooh, I like where this is
college.
Yeah.
Because the cameras that they rented, I didn't care for. I just wanted my own camera to get familiar with it. It was HDR FX1, this real nice Sony camera. One of the first ones that had like HD on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought it on eBay, which was a little sketchy.
Ooh.
But the guy selling it to me, I'm talking to him, and he's like, he's like, yeah, this actually was a camera used to film Girls Gone Wild. I was like, no fucking way.
Yeah.
And when I got it, there's like a bunch of little dots, and I think it's from like oil and shit. Like
lube?
Spray. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
That's fucking funny.
It was weird.
Yeah, we had a squirter that night and just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that camera's been used to film titties and dead animal carcasses on the road.
All right.
I did that at one point.
Camera's seen some shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God!
I like how we have... that, and then we have...
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Dude, imagine if that was in Happy Gilmore instead.
What part is that where he yells, oh, my God? Oh, yeah. Damn alligator bit my hand off.
Oh, my God.
Have you met my... Oh, my... Oh, fuck. Hold on.
Yep.
Hey, this is my...
Oh, my God.
Son. Fuck, I fucked it up. All right.
God's son.
Yeah.
I get it now. All right, okay. All
right. Let's try it again.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Son. All right, I still fucked it up. Who cares?
You know what?
It's my oh my god.
This is my
oh my god
son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. We're great.
Yeah, we're good. Well, you be my if I ever have a kid, you're gonna be my oh my god father.
Oh my godfather. Yeah.
Have you guys seen the oh my godfather?
Oh my god. Father. You know those movies?
Yeah.
Oh, I was too excited about it.
All right.
All right, you guys. Well, we have a fucking real special treat for you guys.
Oh, yeah. Packed by popular demand.
Yeah. Oh, completely. He'd be packed by popular demand in the show, you know, if it was possible. I missed him. You know, I've missed him. I'm glad he's going to be back. He's on. He's back on the cast. We got another call in from Mr. Johnny Witt.
Yeah, the one, the only.
The one and only. Yeah, yes. Completely. He is a one and only.
Yeah.
Completely. He's my one and only.
Four British eyes.
We got a new Wits and Giggles for you guys.
Yeah, we're excited about this.
I'm really excited about it. It's a long one. I'm really excited to hear how it goes.
Yeah.
As per usual, haven't heard it.
Nope.
Or anything. I'm super excited to play it.
Ric Flair's excited too.
Ric Flair is just as pumped. And Johnny called the other night, recorded him, left the recorder on. 4 hours of audio later, I woke up in the middle of the night and I was like, damn, it's going to be wild if he's still recording. I went to reach for the phone. I saw it was still on because I was like, oh, if he hangs up, it'll hang up.
Yeah.
But it's not true because like the recording app I have, what it does is it pretty much just like makes a three-way call.
Oh.
And that third line is just recording.
Okay. And so you have to hang up.
So I have to hang up. Yeah. And I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
And so I was like, man, it'd be crazy if I picked his phone up and he's still talking. Like
he's just reading reading War and Peace or something to us.
Exactly. Yeah, he's just singing me lullabies the whole time. I was into it.
Everything is going to be all right.
Where am I, pie?
Yeah. So here we go.
Hold on a second. I want to see. I got to pull it up first. What?
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Technical difficulties as usual.
Yep.
All right, you guys. Well, we got a Wits and Giggles for you here. I'm very excited about it. I'm going to play this. We're going to stop every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And where'd the fucking 15-second back thing go? Wasn't that a thing?
I thought
it
was.
Or is it just because you press it and then it does it?
I thought there was a thing, but...
God damn it. Whatever.
Yeah.
All right. You guys, we're real good at this.
We'll figure it out. We got
but,
it.
So we're gonna play this for you guys. You know the drill. We're going to play it. We're going to listen to Mr. Witt. I'm going to bring our audio down just a little bit.
We're going to write down 90 fucking...
Ideas title, for the titles,
episode titles,
He fucking comes in hot with them. All right, here we go.
Yes.
Hello. This is Johnny Witt with some Wits and Giggles.
Yes, sir.
Say hello to Jacob and Casey and to Sadness Nation, all the throngs out there.
All the what?
You guys are awesome. You guys are the reason I do it.
I didn't catch that.
I appreciate your fan mail, too. And I appreciate the stalkers, too. And some people, they want to drink my blood, and that's cool too. I don't care. I'll drink your blood back. How about that?
Blood brothers.
I was just looking at some material I wrote in my notebook, like an old note card, where I just wrote a single word and keywords, you know, and some things I don't know what the hell I was talking about. I drank a lot, and I happen to have quit drinking since January 3rd.
Oh,
I intend
nice.
To keep going on that. But,
good job, Johnny.
but
that was a sneeze.
Yeah.
sorry.
it was like
anyways,
yeah.
That was great.
I just want to say that I got some these jokes. Like a couple years ago, North Carolina was in the fiasco about what kind of genitalia you need to go into what bathroom. So I wrote that. I'm so liberal that when I filled out my McDonald's Monopoly board, before I sent it in, I ripped off North Carolina Avenue. And let's see.
Oh, sure.
I wrote Rapist Poetry Slam. I know that rape is a big topic at open mic poetry slams, and rapists are frowned upon there. I guess they're frowned upon most places. that's good. I agree. But I wrote this, that there should be an open mic poetry slam just for rapists.
Oh, boy.
One I use a lot to this day is my favorite Mythbusters episode is where they made the guy get AIDS from a toilet seat. Just like lots of razor blades and puddles of blood and that.
I don't remember that episode.
Wait,
we saw Grant from Mythbusters at the movies.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy.
The Wolverine.
Two gingers in one day. We saw Salt and Cinnamon. Mr. What? Seth Green there, too.
Two gingers.
He's a ginger, Seth Green.
Yeah, who's the other one?
Seth Green and Grant's the Asian guy.
Yeah. Oh, Adam, right?
Adam's the ginger.
Yeah, what's Jamie and Adam, right?
Yeah. Okay. Is that a real Mythbusters episode? Or is he saying that'd be a good, fun Mythbusters episode? Okay, sorry.
I agree. Very fun episode.
I think it'd be super fun.
Yeah. The girl in the show's a redhead, too.
Let's see. I get nervous because, you know, I want you guys to like me, and I know you guys do, and I like you guys, and so I should be happy. But, you know, like in Saturday Night Live where they had the I Just Want to Be Loved, Is That So Wrong guy? And I was thinking, I Just Want to Be Loved, Is That So Schlong? Like, that would be a House Amos type thing to say. I'm trying to copy you guys, copy your style. Copy your lean, copy your walking with a swagger, and copy your accent, and
is that so
copy
schlong?
Your game with ladies, and
no game.
I got some stuff I wrote. It starts off, huge red flag, I'm not racist, but a white person saying that is just to watch out, right? And I have lots of red flags, so it's cool, you know.
I have muscles, Greg. Would you fuck me?
Yeah, I got red flags. Would you fuck me?
Yeah, I would.
It's like, hey, I don't like you saying I'm not racist, but, well, you know, I got other red flags too, so chill out. I mean, people don't let me around children. How about that? But I'm not racist, but the percentages of buttholes that I would lick are not equal for each race. I'm not equally attracted to each race, I don't think. Not in a precise mathematical way.
Oh, no.
I would be surprised if the percentages are equal. And overall, it is easier for me to relate to people who have similar life experiences, like white epileptics with mental illness and stuff like that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And, shoot. It's not equal across races. Brown face. But I'm not racist. Maybe, but. Licking butt should count for something. It should.
It really should.
And
I agree.
I would lick butt, you know. They got to take a shower first.
Yeah.
Unless it's the progressive lady, I would just lick her butt. I don't care if she just went like 72 hours without a shower. I would totally lick Flo's ass. But anyway.
Why is that so? Hey, that's
some progressive ideology.
That's a very good point. That's a fucking hilarious line. I'd lick Flo's ass. I don't know. Flo. Yeah.
Excuse me, Flo. I'd lick your ass.
Excuse me, Flo. What's the soup du jour? It's my ass.
Yeah. Bring it on. Brought my own spoon, baby.
But shit. Who's the dead man who hit me in the head? I was gonna try to nothing came. All right, let's get back to funny.
It's I'm not judging anybody, so I don't want them to judge me, but step it up if you're not down with licking butt. Anyways, I do not say that to shame anybody, but to lift them out of their situation, which admittedly I do not fully understand. It would sound a lot better coming out of the mouth of an elderly Chinese man in a robe. But
come on.
You'll
come
have
on.
To I'm in Messenger this time. Sorry. It's weird that, like, if a white dude moves to Tibet from the United States, he, like, shaves his head and becomes a monk. Everyone's like, what a fucking psycho. But, you know, an elderly Chinese man, cool. You know, they go their whole life without fucking. Is it worth it? Is all that respect worth it?
I wonder if they can lick butts still, though.
Yeah.
Now, hey. I gotta talk race. There's a trending stereotype of the black African-American male as like unto that black guy from the future who has sunglasses sewn into his cranium.
What?
He's from that 80s movie in which Harrison Ford and Sylvester Stallone time travel and double team a blue female creature.
What?
I can't remember how many boobs she has.
Fifth Element?
What?
That's not Harrison Ford.
Wait a minute. He said Harrison Ford and Bruce Willis?
All I heard was multiple boob lady, and that made me think of Fifth Element. He said time travel.
Oh, I thought he said blue lady. Multiple boob. That's
Oh, there's
Total
a blue
recall.
Lady. Oh, yeah, that's what it is. Total Recall. That's the three. Yeah, there is a blue lady in Fifth Element. She's the one. Yeah,
yeah. I think he's talking about Total Recall.
Yeah, yeah.
He said three boob. I didn't pick up on that.
Yeah, there's a three boob lady there.
I thought he said blue lady.
Oh.
Okay, let me.
Is relevant. Hello.
Oh, my God.
This is Johnny Witt.
Great. I lost the spot.
We're like 10.
Now, I got to talk race.
Yeah,
there is a trending stereotype of the black African-American male as like unto that black guy from the future who has sunglasses sewn into his cranium. He's from that 80s movie in which Harrison Ford and Sylvester Stallone time travel and double team a blue female creature. I can't remember how many boobs she has.
That's what it was.
What is relevant is that black men are each unique children of God with unique gifts, experiences, and perspectives. Am I belittling the sunglasses man from the future to lift others up? On the contrary, he seems nice, and I would totally hire him.
He seems nice, and I'd totally hire him.
It's been said by me in my notebook, 2 years ago, that women like it when you want to fuck their butts. There's more moaning, like in the pornos, there's more moaning. There's no pregnancy, so that's thoughtful of you. There's no condom. Women don't like that. And I don't like condoms either because of that time I jerked off into one. And then I threw it away in my friend's dorm's bathroom. And then he confronted me about it later. And then, you know, all these other guys are trying to get in her vagina. But when you try to get in her anus, you're not like the other guys. Another thing is that
I'm not like other guys, girl. I'm just trying to get in that ass.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking, like, teen, like, a coming of age, like, fucking, like,
you're not
the Breakfast Club, but it's about anal.
She's been through so many bad relationships, and she's like, you're not like most other guys. You're not all the same as all the other guys, are you? And Johnny's like, no, girl.
You're just trying to get in my pants. Now I'm trying to get in those pockets. I'm
trying to get
those
in that back anus.
Pockets.
Yeah. Yeah. The brown eye is a window.
Yeah.
Window to your hole.
Asshole.
Yeah. Asshole. Soul. Oh, cool. Oh, and I fucked it up again.
Oh, no. My
Jesus
life.
Fucking Christ. I'm so good
That's
at this.
All right,
well, what happened to the fucking 15 second back thing?
Oh, no.
God damn it.
Maybe I made it up. We were like
and I jerked off into one.
Yep. Yeah.
And then I threw it away in my friend's dorm's bathroom.
Just gave him a
and
little
deposit.
And then
he confronted me about it later. And then, you know, all these other guys are trying to get in her vagina, but when you try to get in her anus, you're not like the other guys.
I love
that. Just like anus is
when
so
you're
good.
Not, when you try to get into her anus, you're not like the other guys. That's so good.
We had anus sex the other night.
Yeah. I like the image of like Johnny sitting his daughter down and be like, listen, honey, if a guy tries to get into your anus, he's a keeper.
He's a keeper.
Yeah.
He's not like
other guys. Yeah. He was raised right.
That's why people won't let him around kids.
Yeah.
He said earlier, no one lets him around kids. It's because he's learning them something.
Yeah, he's got this powerful gift of knowledge.
He's getting these kids woke early. Woke. You know,
big
kids on that cleaver. Just really explaining the good things in life.
Yeah.
You know, he's not like normal guys. If he wants to get in your anus, hey, put a ring on it. You know,
thing is that men who are outspoken about fucking bots are seen as knowing what they want in the bedroom. And that's totally hot. Like Hitler.
Huh.
Like, he wanted a woman to shit on a glass coffee table while he was underneath.
Oh my God.
And him stating what he wants in the bedroom. I mean, living room.
That's
it
true.
Was hot. Yeah. And, you know, Hitler, to this day, he would be hot if he was around. He would be attracting a lot of women.
Super hot Hitler. That's what I remember about. Hot
and attracts a lot of women.
Robert Redford.
Dr. Gregory House.
Oh, nice.
And Dr. House? On House, he talks about banging 18-year-olds a lot. But they never show it. But if you buy the box set, they show him banging a bunch of 18-year-olds at a pajama party. And he's the only guy. Lucky him.
Lucky him.
You have to fast forward through the first 10 minutes because it's just the girls talking about how they've never done that before, but that they're really curious, and they would only consider doing it with their best friends in the whole wide world.
Mm-hmm.
Along the way, they each drop comments about how they're not on their period and they don't have to get up early. For me, it's more like
the two most important things. Right, right. Listen, it's Friday. I'm not on my period.
Yeah.
I don't got to get up early. We're fucking Dr. House and his limp. Fuck that limp right out of him.
I've never done this before. I've never had anus sex.
Yeah.
I've never let someone in my anus, especially a doctor. Yeah. But hey. Yeah.
Put that cane in my anus.
Yeah. Check my temperature, Dr. House.
There you go.
I don't have to get up early.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm even past this. But there was a time in my life where if a woman at the bar said she doesn't have the kids tomorrow, it was a good sign for me.
Mm.
Now I'm even fatter and lonelier and dick softer than ever. But anyways, the thing about not being on a period, if a woman says that to you, that's a pretty good indicator that she wants you. And that's, I think it's a little out of place. I think we've evolved enough to admit that period sex is hot as hell.
Hey.
And period oral, I don't know, I do it with flow. And that's
with flow.
Kind of, there's got to be a pun there because flow, I'm a flow.
Uh-huh.
And flow is in town for flow. And
I'm into that.
Slapping it up. So,
just laughing.
Well, anyways. Along the way, they drop those comments, and then there's an interview track where all the girls talk about how they're actually 28, and they say their favorite drug and who molested them, dads, stepdads, uncles, coaches, dad's friends.
Yeah.
One was her dad's friend, and he made a trap with a cardboard box and a stick, like on Bugs and Bunny. The box said drugs on it. And she did the drugs, and then he walked in and said, "Is your dad here? Hey, are those drugs you're doing? I'm going to have to tell your dad." And you can figure out the rest.
I've seen a porno or two.
Then there's
that.
A track where Dr. Gregory House confronts all these creepy stepdads, and et cetera.
Who's writing?
And one of them, the creep, is pumping gas.
I think Johnny.
He won't take any questions.
Spec script.
Then he says, "Oh, I don't know what you're talking about." Then she's lying. Then, "No, she molested me." Dr. Gregory House does not back down in the slightest.
Mm-mm. It's true.
And a whole bunch of people are watching because there's a camera crew at the gas station. Then there's a track where Dr. Gregory House interviews the crowd at the gas station. Some people are like, "Oh, I just wondered if it was a movie with Jim Carrey or somebody important." And some people are like, "Yeah, I was just trying to get on TV, so what?" And Dr. Gregory House loves it. The fans are why he does it, and they're all unique. Dr. Gregory House wouldn't have it any other way. Then there's a track where the director is wasted and points the camera at himself, like on Blair Witch Project. He complains about how people just see him as some porn director, but that he has a dog and he's learning guitar. And he's sick of people asking if he's banged porn stars. Naming porn stars, like, "Have you ever shot her or banged her?" And can
I've seen a lot of
with her? And
I've seen a lot of episodes of House, and this one is not ringing a bell.
It's a spec script.
Yeah.
Only for the box set.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
Here, listen.
Don't. You're right. I wrote a script
for you guys. Yeah. It's just for the box set, though. Yeah. Not for TV.
Yeah.
Not safe for
too
TV.
Too hot for
yeah.
TV.
Yeah. It's all real, too hot all for naked. Fox. Yeah. 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 Oh, shit. What was I just going to say? Oh, I fucking love the. I love the line that he has a dog.
Yeah, he has a dog.
He's learning to play guitar. Come on, man. I'm a human being. I've
There's
got a dog.
There's depth to this director.
Yeah, learn how to play guitar. Come on.
Well, the thing is, same guy. He's sad. He's at a really low point in his life. And he says, working with Dr. Gregory House has been a joy and an honor. And, a joy amidst the clouds and an honor. Now, he's probably lying about the questions about banging porn stars because he's probably the one who works it into the conversation any chance he gets.
Yeah.
Well, then there's a blooper track. Mm. It starts with Dr. Gregory House masturbating on a chick's face. Oh, then he goes limp and everybody looks at each other nervously for a few seconds. But it seems much longer. And then Dr. Gregory House starts laughing because he can laugh at himself. Then everybody starts laughing, and there's no more tension thanks to Dr. Gregory House.
He's a king.
Yeah. And they show the wise old black janitor, and even he starts laughing. But not at first, and he shakes his head too. There aren't any black chicks in the porn, but the fact that there's a black janitor and they let him in the bloopers says a lot about Dr. Gregory House. And they show the pizza guy come, and one of the naked chicks pays him and acts flirty and says to come back in 10 minutes for some tang. She is joking, but the guy believes it. They show him outside an hour later looking very upset. And it's raining.
He's kicking the glass.
He doesn't have any rain gear. Then Dr. Gregory House takes charge and shushes the giggling actresses. Mm-hmm. He walks outside, puts something in the pizza guy's pocket, and whispers in his ear while patting his back. The pizza guy cheers right up and leaves with a big smile. Because Dr. Gregory House is an angel, and he won't let anybody feel bullied, even if they deliver pizza and have shitty hair, as was the case. And this guy, he has a shitty life in general. I mean, his parents aren't in the picture, no girlfriend.
A lot of depth.
He was in a shitty band that broke up because no one knew how to play an instrument.
They should have got the director. Got the director.
Yeah, he's adding some depth.
He's learning how to play guitar.
Yeah, give him a couple months. He'll be fucking lead singer.
Get his dog barking on the track.
Oh, there you go.
Everyone, he's going to be a superstar, and it's not happening. He's trying to write a book about butt-fucking milfs on pizza deliveries. He's actually butt-fucked a few milfs. Always their idea. But he knows enough about human nature to write a book about butt-fucking 100 milfs.
Wow.
And that's what's really great about this pizza guy.
Yeah.
Pizza boy, I'll call him.
Pizza head.
That he's a deep person. He doesn't get credit. But he's so lonely. I mean, he doesn't have anywhere to go on Thanksgiving. He's gone to pizza customers' houses on Thanksgiving.
Could you imagine butt fucking 100 milfs and then not a single one asking you over for Thanksgiving dinner?
Yeah, what the hell?
I'd be
what's up
irate.
With that? That's the whole book right there.
Yeah, exactly.
The whole first part of the book is talking about all these milfs that he's, you know, he's gotten in their anus.
Yeah.
He's definitely not like the other guys.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
Just trying to get in their anus. Sweetheart, pizza delivery guy, so brings them a treat and then also gives them a treat.
You know what it is? They're MILFs, and he's not allowed around children.
No, it's the pizza guy.
It's not Johnny. Yeah.
It's a pizza guy. So it's even.
You're right.
Why not? Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's a very good point. They should have invited him to Thanksgiving dinner.
Where are your manners?
Come on. He just delivered your Thanksgiving dinner.
Exactly.
And you can't even let him stay unless he's butt fucking you?
Yeah.
Wow. He gets a text from him. Hey, do you want to come over for Thanksgiving dinner? I'd love to, but we're not just going to be butt fucking. And they're like, never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind.
I'll get my own stuffing.
Yeah.
I was trying to make, I was only like thinking, it. Or dark meat, but yeah.
Get out of here, you drive turkey.
You drive turkey. Yeah.
Yeah, that's, it's just rude. It's very, yeah, it's very rude.
It is a very sad and lonely existence.
It's unfortunate.
I agree, Johnny.
All right, let's hear how he goes. Let's
finish it up.
Yeah. Giving, and it's a really nice gesture, but it felt forced. And it just made him more depressed that night. And he just went home and...
Wait a minute, I missed...
Yeah, we'll go back a little bit.
I missed a minute here. We're going to go back a little too far because this thing fucking sucks, but... Okay.
Happening.
Pizza guy.
He's trying to write a book about butt-fucking milk.
Uh-huh.
On pizza deliveries. He's actually butt-fucked a few milks. Always their idea. But he knows enough about human nature to write a book about butt-fucking 100 milks. And that's what's really great about this pizza guy. Pizza boy, I'll call him. That he's a deep person. He doesn't get credit. But he's so lonely. I mean, he doesn't have anywhere to go on Thanksgiving. He's actually gone to pizza customers' houses on Thanksgiving, and it,
oh, okay,
it's a really nice gesture, but it felt forced.
Yeah, I could see that.
And it just made him more depressed that night, and he just went home and drank his bottles of golden champagne like usual and played pro wrestling on Nintendo, and he does, like, big interviews in his head, and he has, like, theme songs. He has a boombox, and he has theme songs when the match is starting. And,
oh, hell yeah. Nice.
And then he, what else? He writes, like, little stories on napkins about, like, King Slender and Fighter Hayabusa and Starman, and about how they have orgies on a boat in the Caribbean.
Fan fiction.
They prostitute, and they do cocaine. And
wow.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't know that about him if you just met him. I mean, most people would just, well, they'd probably shrug him off.
They'd take the
pizza. They'd probably say, mm-hmm, this guy looks like a real lowlife. But this guy is writing porn. So how about that? Well, Jacob, Casey, and Sadness Nation, I'm going to let you go on. So have a great day and a great night.
You have a great day, Johnny.
And a great afternoon. Yeah.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you soon.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. That's over and out. Yeah. That was, I think that's
the
how
static.
You that's how Bagger Vance would disappear into the mist.
Oh yeah. Whoa, boy. Well,
it's a great message, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, hey, next time you order pizza, know that this guy is deeper than just his job.
Yeah.
Hey, you're not your job, you guys.
Exactly. You're not just a guy butt fucking 100 milfs.
Yeah.
He's getting a dog. He's learning how to play the guitar.
Different guy. Different guy.
Ask.
That's a different guy.
Yeah. Ask.
That's the director. The director's doing that.
Yeah.
The pizza guy.
Oh, well, the pizza guy.
He's butt fucking milfs.
Yeah.
He's writing a book about it.
Yeah.
He writes fan fiction. He's been practicing his fan fiction on wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's deep. He's got layers. Mm-hmm. He's like an onion, you know? Yeah. He's like a lasagna.
A blooming onion.
Blooming onion. Yeah. I think it's a great message,
mm-hmm,
Johnny. I appreciate it. I will say, it's the weirdest episode of House that I've ever experienced. But I do love that it was taken in a way where they don't just focus on the main characters,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Yeah.
They did for a little while,
mm-hmm,
but then they talked about the girls, you know?
Yeah.
They got to know the director. He gave himself a little selfie camera shot there.
I like that.
I mean, this is a good message just in general, too. You guys, buy the box set.
Yeah, you never know what's gonna be there, man.
If you don't buy the box set, shit, you wouldn't have known anything about this butt-fucking pizza boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He really gives it the fucking Mike Epps one of these episodes. Just really butt fucks him. Yeah.
Jerry, enjoy my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Huh?
Okay. That's what they say. His name was Jerry.
Yeah.
That's what they would say after they'd take the pizza. And then they'd let him butt fuck their wives.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy my wife.
Yeah. Get that crust. Pizza stuff.
Pizza and anus fucking. That's the name of the book.
Yeah.
What's the name of the book? I'm trying to think of
when a pizza hits your when the moon hits your brown eye like a big pizza pie.
Ooh, that's it.
That's your anus. Or, I don't know. That's a more butt fucking.
That's a lot of nut.
That's a lot of nut. Yeah. There we go. Yeah.
When, yeah. I like that. That's good. Johnny. Amazing as ever.
Yeah. I mean, not much to say. It's
you don't ever have to be nervous, man. Yeah. You fucking crush every single time you do this. Wits and Giggles is one of my favorite fucking things. Yeah. I'm really excited for when you get the mic figured out.
Yeah.
I just want people to hear.
High quality.
I want everybody to hear every single thing you say. No distortion, you know? I think that one was actually...
Yeah, it sounded really
good.
That
one sounded better than some of the other ones we've had.
Yeah, I agree.
So I think it was great.
Yeah.
It was amazing. You guys, it's just a great message overall.
Yeah.
You know, if... I
feel real hopeful right now, real inspired.
Yeah. You know? And you know what? Next time I want to get butt fucked, I'm going to order a pizza.
Yeah. Where are you going? Domino's, Pizza Hut?
That's what I was going to say. I was curious where the guy worked.
Yeah.
Curious which pizza delivery guys, which chain has the most butt fuckers?
Yeah.
Or was he just like a local pizza joint chain?
Yeah, guy? could be Mr. Scribbs, right? Or Mr. Pizza. Man.
Scribbs is great already. Like, if they had delivery, they don't have delivery. It wasn't
they
Scribbs,
don't?
No.
What's that one that we... That would deliver to a house sadness all the time with the good street sticks.
Mr. Pizza, was it?
Is it Mr. Pizza?
Yeah, there was Mr. Pizza and Vito's. Mr. Pizza was closer to us,
I think,
and they
Mr.
were open
Pizza.
To like fucking 3 in the morning.
Yeah, I like their
cheesy
sticks,
bread.
Though.
Yeah,
cheesy bread,
that was good.
Yeah.
Their Vito's. Pizza is awful.
You really?
I don't think it's good at all.
It was okay.
I think maybe I had it too much because like
Ortega
Vito's
would always get it.
Well, yeah, that and Vito's. When I worked third shift at the hotel,
oh yeah,
drunk people would come back and always want pizza, and I'm like, dude, everybody's closed except Vito's and Mr. Pizza.
Yeah,
and they're owned by the same people.
Oh, okay.
And so Vito's was closer to the hotel. They're closer to downtown.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
yeah,
Mr. Pizza's over
by us,
by House Sadness.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't do their pizza. It was so bad. It's like this weird shitty doughy like
I thought their cheese was good.
It was good. Yeah. I mean it wasn't great, but when you're drunk it's fucking
that's
amazing.
All that matters.
Yeah,
it's a fucking pizza.
But the pizza delivery guy, one of the guys that drove Vito's truck.
Yeah.
I'd let him park outside so when people came by they could just buy a personal pizza.
Oh yeah, nice.
And then A, they wouldn't fucking bug me.
Yeah.
And B, it helped him out.
Yeah.
So then he'd let me order a pizza from them for free.
Oh, nice, yeah.
And so I'd get that, and I
ordered... They got that one right across train tracks, right? By the Grand Valley campus?
Yeah, that's the one. That's
okay,
Vito's.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the one that they used for...
Is that the only one they have?
What, Vito's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they would fucking deliver all the way up on Alpine.
Yeah, dude.
Jesus,
yeah,
man.
They were like the only place open, and they would just do it. It would take for fucking ever.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
especially
yeah,
late at night because
well, yeah,
so many people
one
were ordering.
Yeah, after the wedding.
Was that
was Vito's? Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah,
yeah,
it was.
It takes for
good
fucking ever. No, it's not. Yeah. I mean, their pizza's not great. I got their wings once, and they were like, there was like hair.
Oh no!
There was like a feather on the wing, and I was like, "Did you guys just kill this chicken? Yeah. Like, what the fuck is happening?"
Yeah,
but
didn't even pluck it.
But yeah, you don't care when you're fucking drunk. So
nah,
it was good. Their cheesy bread was my favorite though, because it was
Vito's.
Yeah, Vito's and Mr. Pizza.
Okay.
All their shit was the same.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, how do you fuck that up?
Yeah.
They had like the weird shit on the menu though, because you could get mozzarella sticks from them, and then you could get like pastas.
Oh,
and
okay
shit. Yeah, it was really weird. So at a certain point, I got sick of the pizza, and I was just ordering like other weird shit on their menu.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But you know what they say.
Oh yeah.
But,
it's true.
Yeah, that's Vito's. Was unfortunately a huge part of my fucking life. You know.
Yeah.
Just gross.
Yeah, they used to. I would always see them downtown once in a while. They would push around a pizza cart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you get a slice.
Yeah, the truck idea is great, and they would just like. I think they used to go to like Meanwhile a lot.
Yeah.
Certain places would let them like walk
meanwhile
through and be like, "Hey, pizza truck's out here. You guys want a $5 pan pizza?" Which isn't a bad deal.
Yeah.
Like. But
yeah, that's legit.
Yeah,
that's legit, dude.
So you think this guy worked for more like a Vito's?
I don't know. That's the thing. Is like, I wouldn't say Domino's, not Domino's or Papa John's. I could see Pizza. They're a little. They like to go the extra mile, and they're a little shady. Or fuck, man, I don't know. Big Mama's, Big Papa's.
Hey, if he's out here, he might be.
Yeah,
they got the largest pizza in the land.
Yeah, or Gino's East.
I don't know that one.
Oh, that's
Chicago.
Chicago,
okay.
Yeah. Or Lou Malnati's.
Do you think he's a Pizza Hut guy?
Pequod's.
I thought Pizza Hut for some reason. I don't know if it's just
I went with Pizza Hut too.
But
honestly,
I think it's Pizza Hut.
Yeah. The Pizza Hut I would go to in Chicago was very questionable.
Yeah, you know what? It's probably Pizza Hut because they've got a pizza that you eat ass first.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And that's what he—that's what this guy does. He goes ass first.
Yeah.
You know, he does. He's not like any other regular pizza. Mm-hmm. He's a stuffed crust.
Yeah.
You know, stuffed bust.
Ooh.
You know,
just stuffed bust that
titty
nut
fucking. In my, you know,
rust.
Yeah. Right.
Stuffed bust a nut. Yeah. Was, all right, you guys. We're gonna take a quick commercial break.
Yes, we are.
With a little bit of a little bit of a paint accident.
Uh oh.
Ooh, I didn't listen all the way to the end when I grabbed that one. Mentos, the fresh maker.
The underwear taker.
Mentos, the dressmaker. Phantom thread.
Yes.
I gotta see that still.
Me too.
All right. All right, you guys, we're at that point of the episode.
Oh,
you
yeah
know it.
Uh-huh.
We blow each other.
I will suck your dick. I will suck your fucking dick. I will do it.
Yeah. Hey.
Oh, my neck! My back! My neck and my back!
That's what, if I had a dollar for every time I yelled that when I was shooting a Bukkake video, you know? Yeah. Just getting cummed on by a bunch of guys. I'm like, oh, but I told you, it's in the contract. Yeah. Nothing on my neck or my back.
It's my good, yeah. It's
only
my good
on
side.
The, oh, my well pussy, my man pussy and my... My human male crack. My human male penis. All right, you guys. You. It's named that episode.
Yeah, we did it.
We're doing it. I think, Casey, you wrote down more than I did.
I wrote, yeah, I'll just list them off. You tell me what you think.
Okay.
I got, I smell sex and John Candy.
Uh-huh, I like it.
I just want to love you. Is that so schlong?
I like that.
And woke big cans on that queefer. I like that one quite
a bit.
That
one's good. I like that.
But yeah, that's all I got, I think. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. What'd you write down?
I wrote down all real, all naked.
Oh, that's good too.
And then I wrote down Aunt Flo is in town.
Ooh, okay.
Because I think it'd be funny to have the woman from Flo on that and try to play with that.
I like that.
And maybe have like put her face on somebody who's like sitting down, legs open, and there's like a babbling brook coming
okay
from her vagina.
All right.
And but it's red.
Oh yeah,
you know, red,
I like that.
Red river.
Yeah. Red river,
but I
rivalry.
Like, but I like woke big cans on that queefer.
Yeah.
I like that one too. I can't right now, nothing popped in my head to do for a poster.
Yeah.
So we're gonna do it again. We're doing it, you guys.
TB.
We're doing two. So we've got two.
TB continued.
And I'm gonna pick it while I work. I've done this before. Also,
pick it while you work.
I gotta say,
yeah. Go ahead and start it. Make that pussy.
No,
whistle while you.
That's happened too many times to me. You know,
yeah.
You're like, make that pussy, and then it pulls it, undoes it. You know, pulls her pants down, and it just goes, "Oh, Long Johnson." And I'm like, well, it's too late.
Well, yep. I'm not going to be rude.
Time to go to work.
Yep.
Time to deliver a pizza. Yeah, I've done that before, though, where we have two, and then I'll start working on both,
mm-hmm.
and then
both,
and all of a sudden, something will come in my brain, you know? Mm-hmm. Bukkake brain.
Oh, yeah.
And
come.
Yeah, it'll be good. I will say...
In my jar. Sorry.
No, you're good. I like that. It's like... that was sung by... God damn it, I just forgot his name. The guy, the movie The Aviator...
Howard Hughes.
Howard Hughes, yeah.
Is that
Captain Jars of his own piss?
No, is that Howard Hughes? That's not how.
That's Howard Hughes.
Is it really?
Yeah, the guy who did.
Yeah, the crazy dude.
Yeah, yeah. Kept jars of his own piss.
Okay.
Come in a jar, and then he just fills them around the room. I like that. I'm okay with that. That's a good one. It's, you know, mason jars filled with cum.
Yeah, I like it. Buy those, hipsters.
How many jerk offs do you think it would take for you to fill that?
Oh God. Zero.
Dude, I got a real gross fucking thing I used to do. I did it once.
Yeah?
One time I was like, I wonder how long it would take me to fill up a prescription bottle with my own jizz.
15.
I didn't count. I forgot to count.
Oh, no.
But I jizzed in it.
Yep.
a bunch. I think it was like, it wasn't that many, actually.
Really?
I think it was around like 11 or 12.
Yeah, okay.
And it stunk.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, bet, my man. God. It was awful. Yeah. It was, that's one of the grossest things
yeah,
I've done.
Yeah.
Like, just, I had it just sitting like, oh, it was gross. It's not something I'm real proud of.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you talked about it.
But, hey, you guys, if you've done it, don't feel so bad. Uh-huh. You know, you're not alone.
Hey, man. Prescription meds are expensive. Yeah. You know.
I should have put it in my fucking medicine cabinet afterwards. Somebody's going through. Whoa.
Yeah. Is this smelling salts?
What's it? Oh, those were gummy vitamins, but they all melted.
Oh, you got all clear? Nice. Yeah. Oh, those are the good ones.
So gross.
I like the clear gummy bears.
Do you?
Yeah, man. They're real good.
Was it? Are those the vitamins?
No.
You just mean clear gummy bears.
Yeah. I think they're pineapple, maybe?
Oh, I can see that.
They're good,
I feel
though.
Like I've had one that's like a coconutty kind of thing.
Oh, really?
I didn't like it. Or you know what? It's like a pina colada. I think I've had one like that. It's more of, yeah, the coconutty. Jesus.
If you like pina colada, then you can drink all my jizz. Yeah.
It is right in the cover.
Then my dick you can drain.
Hey, okay. Yeah. I like that.
You old fat bitch! You fat bitch!
Yeah, so... I knew this dude in high school who collected his jizz and put it in one of these syringes that had like, it was more of like a, I think it was more like a small cake icing thing.
Oh yeah, okay.
And then he just brought it to school and he brings it out and he just squirted it over the balcony onto a bunch of people. And I was like,
wow,
dude, that's rough.
That's dirty, man.
That's so gross. Yeah. That's so rough. Terrible.
It's like that Beavis and Butthead game where you could spit on people. Did you ever play that?
No.
Yeah, there's. I think it was on Newgrounds, maybe. There
oh,
a,
really?
Yeah, there's a
you
Beavis
spit
and
on people?
Yeah, they would stand on top of a building and you'd spit on people and
okay.
kill them, I think. I
kill them?
Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, all right.
It's not the same at all, but it just reminded me of that. Yeah.
It's one kind of spit.
Yeah.
You know, dong spit.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Okay, wow. So woke big cans on this queefer. Also, that guy was, his name is Dave. Dave yeah. Stew is what he calls himself. So he's the gross dude who did that.
Dave Spew.
Yeah, more like it.
What was the other one?
Or Aunt Flo is in town.
Okay.
I don't see. Here's the thing. I don't like the title of that as much.
Yeah.
Maybe we could think of something along with Aunt Flo. Shit.
Yeah, we'll talk off
we'll
her.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I'd eat Flo's ass, though. That's what we'll remember that, Johnny.
Yeah.
Always. Yep. And if we meet her, I'll take a picture with her and I'll whisper it in her ear.
Will you let Johnny eat your ass?
Yeah. Yeah. My buddy Johnny said he'll eat your ass even if you haven't washed it in 72 hours.
Yeah.
She'll be like, woke.
Yeah.
Big hands on that queen.
She might faint. That taint might faint. All right. Let's wrap this thing up.
Yeah, sorry. All right. This is the end of the episode here. My name is Jacob Allen Kuban. I apologize for everything that we've done and that we do. Oh,
something
yes. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's not much. There's a new waveform clip that's out. It's a ransom note table.
Yeah.
You guys, keep an eye out for that. Now we have four ways to preview the episodes.
So many options.
Yeah. So they're not going to be cut as tight anymore. They might be like just minute long clips. I was mm-hmm. cutting them together more of like a mashup before to fit it in.
Yeah.
And now I have more room to stretch,
oh, yeah.
you know? Big stretch. And yes, check those out. Go to Instagram, follow us. I post it on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Follow us there at House Sadness. And yeah, go online. My name is Jacob Allen Kuban, at Jacob Allen Kuban, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
OG Hot Dog Penis. Find me online, follow. I don't post that much, but hey, you know what?
Follow me anyways.
Maybe I will. Yeah. You know, maybe it'll happen.
Yep.
Go to moistjunk.com. Check it out. If you use the code FARTCAST, you can get 15% off your entire order.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead and do that. There's a bunch of House Sadness junk and gear on there. Mm-hmm. There's also just a bunch of fun stuff as well. I still haven't... I posted online the new stuff that I have, but I haven't posted on Instagram, so don't look there for new stuff yet. Well, stay... You know what? Look there. You know what? Cover all your bases.
Yeah.
Look at it all.
Stay
okay?
tuned, folks.
To run home, home run, run, you know, everything. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Hey,
fly ball. yeah.
Infield fly.
Yeah. Check it out. Can you say, your things now?
Casey _ Saturn, all lowercase at whatever. Just leave me alone. Respect my privacy.
You guys got to listen to this more, like, because it's just,
yeah, I'm getting harassed.
It's getting ridiculous, you guys. All right.
Bye-bye.
I'm gay.